What's up, y'all? What it do? Welcome back to TB Unicorn Pod Planner Podcast, where we talk about everything planner related, what's going on in the planner community, and all things paper and pen and such and such and such and such. But hey, y'all, what's up? First of all, let me tell y'all what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to subscribe to this podcast. I need y'all to share this podcast. I need y'all to support the podcast at the end of this episode when it asks you to support. Support y'all. Support the podcast. $3. $5, just support the podcast so that I know y'all like the podcast and y'all want to listen to planner while y'all in the car and stuff. Girl, when you in the car and you going into and from work, you definitely should be one of the people that subscribe to the podcast. That's one. Two, subscribe any damn way. Just because you're a part of the planner community, even if you're on leasing, just be like, let me subscribe because I love planners and this is a planner babe with a podcast, so I'm going to just support just on that alone. You see what I'm saying? See how that work? Period. What's up, y'all? What it do? Welcome back. Y'all, I got a lot. Well, I don't got a lot. I got three topics that we're talking about during this episode. And we just gonna get off into the topics because, girl, we can't be lollygagging because, girl, we want to get this episode out for this week. So, yeah. What I want to talk about first. Ooh, I know what I want to talk about. Erin Condren. Girl, I want to talk about these new planners. First of all, they so damn cute. Second of all, they so damn cute. Third of all, my girl, y'all already know, if y'all subscribe to my YouTube channel, if y'all watch Tina Bopper 100 on YouTube, that is my planner channel where I talk about and planning my planners and do all things, girl. Cleaning my office, organize stickers, all the planner things. Buy pens, buy paper, and the things that we buy, we talk about it and chit-chat about it. So, if you are already subscribed to my YouTube, if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, go subscribe. Second of all, and if you already know, if you know, you know. So you already know that we've been talking about the, I've been talking about Erin Condren just because it's cute, okay? It's cute. And it gives you a different kind of cute because it ain't just like Google Gaga cute, but it's definitely cute. It's definitely cute. I do know what plan I want from Erin Condren. When I get my Erin Condren, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know how my day did. Y'all know I became a part of Erin Condren community when she came out with the Daily Duo. So if you knew around these parts, I forget I have to record like you don't know me and it's your first time catching the episode. So I became a part of Erin Condren community with the Daily Duo. I definitely like to indulge, and I definitely like the idea of a daily planner. I definitely want to continue to have and always have a daily planner. That has been one of my dreams since forever, ever. So, Erin Condren delivered with one of those, and then one of the best unicorns in the world sent me my first Daily Duo, and y'all, it's been up ever since. That is boo baby. Okay, so I love my Erin Condren for everything that it is. I love the planner. I love what it came to do. I like the layout. My couple of little hiccups with my Daily Duo is Saturday and Sunday is on the same page. And what else? That little calendar that's on every day. The open space. And then one more. Oh, it's Spiral Bound. So, now we can work around the Spiral Bound because it's a daily planner. We can always fold a page over on itself and not have to look at today and tomorrow. So, the actual spirals have not been bothering me. And I'm going to film a video and tell y'all why the spirals haven't been bothering me on my Daily Duo. So, go over to my YouTube channel, like I said, at Tina Bop 100, so you won't miss that video, and then y'all can see what I mean, because I like to, the visual behind it. So, those was my little hiccups, But the pros definitely outweigh the cons, and I've definitely been enjoying my daily duo way more than I expected. And I had this daily duo during the quarantining, during the pandemic. Everything been happening. I've been in my daily duo, and my daily duo is exactly what I was expecting for a daily planner to be, and it gives me that. And I think, like, for real, any daily planner can give you that, because that one page is so much that they can give you on that one page that is like inevitable. But the only reason why Erin Condren top notch on my list is the paper. It's the paper, because I like to use stickers, I like to use washi tape, I like to use highlighter, my aligners, all the things in my planning. So I need paper that accept all those things. Now, Happy Planner is my brand of planner. What is my planner of choice? Happy Planner. So it holds it as well, but Happy Planner does not have a daily planner, and that's where I went off looking for a side chick. Side chick just happened to be Erin Condren, and ooh, she was a badass side chick, baby. She came to give what she came to give. Period. So, yeah, y'all. So now, into our next topic is the plum paper. Now, if y'all don't know, my daily plum paper was gifted to me by my girlfriend. And then I had a plum paper before that was gifted to me. And it was by Chaotic Plans. And that was my first plum paper. And I loved it. Now, let me say this. But apparently, the paper may be different in the, what is it called? In the daily. Or maybe it's the same paper. I don't know. Because I don't think I use many stickers in my... Because I was using it for social media. The one that Chaotic Plans had sent me. Thanks, Chaotic, boo. And then the one my girlfriend sent me. I don't use it until July of this year. Which we ain't there yet. We still in May. Don't rush it. Time going fast enough by itself. So, one of my boo babies, Denise, has... Because of me, she was like, Tina, I'm finna get me a damn plum paper. Your daily plum paper came out fantabulous. Okay, because you know, plum paper have personalizations that's out of this world. Out of this world. So, she went and ordered her one, but she got hers to start in May. Denise said... Girl, that planner been ripping and tan. It got so many holes in it, girl. It's like a street in Pritchett. And if y'all, I know y'all not from here, and I know y'all don't know nothing about Pritchett. But, babe, Pritchett ain't got nothing but potholes and ditches. Okay? Most times, it's body found in them ditches. But, girl, ain't nothing but potholes and ditches. Girl. Denise like, Tina. Girl, I don't mean to scare you, but this damn plum paper is... not my stickers. And I was like, I know you lying. Well, so I'm very tedious. I'm very scared. And I'm like, I don't know if I should go ahead and order an Erin Condren for July to start, just in case the plum paper don't give me what I need. But I'm also like, if I order an Erin Condren, am I going to actually give plum paper the chance that she deserves? So this is what I said. No, I'm not going to order Erin Condren. But baby, I already got my specifics down. Baby, I want the Erin Condren, the wedding planner cover, the one with the sunflowers on the front of it. Or they could be daisies. I don't know flowers. And then with my name up at the top, Tina Bottom. Girl, I want that one right there for my daily duo with gold coins. Okay. Girl, I already have my planner in my mind that I'm going to order if this plum paper don't work out. Let me tell y'all what I can't do. I cannot pretend happy with a planner that ain't giving me my planner ring. Girl, I'm not here for nothing else but a planner to do what it came to do. And if you can't do that, ma'am, sir, ma'am, if you can't take my pen ink and you want to leak, If you can't take my sticker and I want to pick it up and put it in another spot or make it straight and you want to rip and tear, girl, you got to go. Girl, you ain't got to go home. You got to get the hell up out of here. Girl, I'm kicking it out. Girl, I give no girl, I would call my girlfriend so quick and y'all know my girlfriend can't stink. Girl, I would call. And I would legit tell her, like, her girlfriend, this one ain't working. So I need an Erin Condren. And I got like $35. Can you put the rest, sweetie? Period. Girl, because I'm not going to play. And then she going to give me a speech. Find you a note. Because Because you need a good planner company that respect us. And yeah, it take me a minute. But then she going to get it. Period. But y'all, that is the dilemma that I am going through. I ain't even went through it yet. But like I said, I'm not ordering the Erin Condren. I'm not putting it on my radar just yet. I'm giving Plum Paper her chance. I ain't going to go towards it. None of that. I'm just going to, when July come, whip out my dang old Plum Paper and let it go for what it go. We'll just see how it work for me. If it work, it work. If it don't work, EC, here I come. And y'all, if y'all don't know that what Denise did, okay? Denise was like, Tina, okay? Girl, I went and ordered me an Erin Condren. Cause right quick, fast. And that's on period. Okay. So, yes, y'all. So, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the podcast. And y'all, I most definitely want to get my podcast kicked all the way off. Where it's on the schedule, we can come in every week, chit chat, talk. But y'all, I need y'all to support the podcast. Like I said at the end, can we get like 8 or 9 subscribers to the podcast so we can get this ball rolling over here? We got all our balls together. Well, not the podcast. We don't got the podcast ball together. But we got the YouTube. We got our Instagram. We got everything. Our balls together. Now we just got to get everything working in rotation and back on schedule. And I'm working on that because that's why y'all getting this on a Friday. We get a podcast on Friday. So, period. So, yeah. But I ain't got to speak that into existence. We going to already know what it is. We going to already fall into our rotation. But the reason why I decided to do the podcast on Fridays is because I know the planner community love to shop on Saturdays and Sundays. That's just their weekend. They just love to shop on Saturdays and Sundays. So that gives you, when you going to the store, when you left the kids at home with your husband, your boyfriends, your grandma, then you get to be like, boom, let me turn on Tina Bob and see what she's talking about this week about her planner, what's irking her, what's getting on her nerve, what she using, what she love, girl, and whatever. Yes. So thank y'all always for the support, for the love, and all the teams. And yeah, we just gonna continue to grow as a little small community, part of a bigger community, which is the planet community. And yeah, y'all. Y'all. So after that, y'all, the last thing that I want to talk about, y'all, I want to talk about this Flower Power sticker book that I know y'all done seen, or y'all probably done pick your eyes at, and y'all like, I already have so many florals and this, that, and the other. If you are a floral fan, if you like flowers in your sticker, y'all, let me say something about Flower Power. Everybody in the planner community should have a Flower Power sticker book. Now, y'all know they was only available online at shopmeandmybigideas.com, but they available again at Hobby Lobby. Girl, when y'all see one, pick it up at Hobby Lobby. You only need one, but baby, it is so good. I don't lie to y'all. I don't sit up here. Girl, I ain't sitting up here wasting my time talking to my girlfriends about what the going on and what I like and what I don't like. To sit up here and lie. Girl, who y'all think I am? Girl, I ain't gonna sit up here and lie to y'all about no stickers and no damn paper. Girl, I'm telling y'all what's popping. What I love, but y'all already know my style. Now, if you just not into cute shit and you like bad plain, then, you know, don't you take my advice. Listen, thumbs up this episode, but don't take my advice and get you some black and white. Girl, do whatever you like. But y'all, let me tell y'all this. even if you like black and white, even if you like neutral, even if you like colorful, even if you like florals, even if you like a little design, you don't like a whole lot of, girl, go get this floral sticker book. This one is the best. Girl, look, this is all the sticker books combined into one plus another sticker book. So it's like all the florals that you've known and love. Plus, let me say this. The plus is way more plus. Don't think they gave you a whole lot of old. They didn't. They only gave you a couple. Girl, they out there cutting the yard into my dang on podcast episode. Oh, my God. Anyway, they've done a lot in this, a lot of new in this sticker book. Definitely get Flower Power with y'all. It has the OG stickers, but it's not the same sticker look. But you know the florals when you see them. But it's definitely a step up. It's definitely a 2021 sticker book. You can look at it and tell. It's definitely all the new is not. You know how, like, you buy a sticker book, you like, I could have left this at the store because I already got this one. And these two is the exact same thing. This is not that. Okay, this is definitely a purchase that's worth it. Definitely get you a coupon. Girls at Hobby Lobby, girl, use that 40% off coupon. Get you one. Girl, go home and then go to the car, put your wig on and your mask on. Girl, go back and get your friend one. And that's on period. Because that's definitely one of them books. So get your favorite girl one. You know what I'm saying? Period. So yeah. Flower Power is definitely one of those sticker books that everybody need. I feel like every planner babe in the community definitely need Flower Power in their life. It's one of them. She definitely, you ain't got to tear her apart to put her back together again. She one book that'll stay together because you already know it's all floors. You can use that one book to do thousands of layouts. And let's not say thousands because I don't know. Okay, it's 1,300 pieces in here. But you can definitely do like 100. You can do like 100. Do you like 100 layouts with this sticker book? It has floral boxes. It has floral full boxes. Florals to decorate. Clear florals. Dark florals. Spring florals. Fall florals. Spring, summer. Y'all, I'm trying to tell you, we got everything. Girl, got Mother's Day flowers. It got flowers for Halloween. Girl, all the teens, and that's on period. So, if you do see this book, just know it's definitely worth it. And then, now that it's at Hobby Lobby, it is $49.99. Girl, get that 40% off. Got to, and make it well worth it. Girl, and don't get it for 50% off. $25, girl, get to. And that's on period. So, yes, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of the podcast. Y'all, how about this? Every time we get a new subscriber to the podcast, I'm going to do an extra episode that week. That's how that's going to go. Every time we get a new supporter of the podcast, I'm going to do a new episode that week. That means it'll be an extra one that week or extra two. That's how we're going to do it when we get a new supporter. So, don't y'all forget to subscribe. Don't y'all forget at the end of this to subscribe to the podcast, y'all, so we can get the podcast rolling off and all the way put together. In those times when I'm just too busy to sit down and film a video or just life just going on too hard, girl, that's what the podcast is for. We can just come here, record, and then have everything ready to roll. So, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Don't forget to thumbs up this episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. And, yeah, y'all, share the episode. Screen record. Share the episode on your Instagram. Tag me in it and let me know what you agree with. So, yeah, thank y'all. And I see y'all. I see y'all probably Monday. So, bye, y'all. Y'all have a great rest of y'all day.